I know your name, it's written there. I wonder if you care. A six-pack of Narragansett beer, some camels and that brownie over there. Every day I stop by like I got some place I've gotta go. I'm buying things I don't really need. I don't read the Boston Globe, but I caught the corner of your eye. But why can't I try? Say the things I've got inside to you. You're new around here, but in a quiet way. How long you gonna stay? Your baby sleeps by the porno rack, and your car's got Michigan plates. Winter here is alone. Snow piles and generally a pain. I blew the tranny on my pickup truck, so I'm driving that rusted out fair lane. And I caught the corner of your eye. Why can't I try? Say the things I've got inside. Pretty soon she knew my name. She'd say, hey, Chano, how you been? I'd bring her toys that I whittled up to hang over our little baby friend. I felt myself all changed up somehow, and I work like I've never worked before. Dropping trees and bucking logs, all the while thinking of that storm. And I think that I caught the corner. Say the things I've got inside to you.
Ends up pretty much like you think it might. I got all spiffed up and I headed on over to the store. got there a little later than I usually do. I've been home whittling up this Canada goose. A little thing with wings of flap. We could hang over the baby's crib and she could slap at it. It would look like it was flying. Well, anyways, I get there and Frank's behind the counter reading one of those magazines. All of a sudden I felt myself getting real small and kind of drifting away. I could hardly even hear him saying, "That's too bad about Carol. She was a real good gal. I told her not to worry none, that there's plenty of folks around here looking for work. But be hard to find one just like yourself." Well, the fact of the matter is, John, she was sitting around here waiting for you to show, but seeing as you were so late in coming, and, well, that fella she was with kind of looked like he wanted to get going. She just wrote down this note and asked if I'd give it to you here. What you saying there, John? Not much, Frank. Just says, "Dear John, thanks a lot for everything you've done for me this winter. It really meant a lot to me. And I really do wish we could have gotten to know each other better. Life just takes quiet, crazy turns sometimes. Well, you never know. No address. Michigan somewhere, I guess." Well, I stuck my head in a Field and Stream magazine so Frank couldn't see me. Like all the folks around here. Just all seemed kind of weird. Frank over there behind the counter saying, "Hey, Jano, check out this one over here." Damn it, I caught the cold.